A report from the OECD suggests the literacy and numeracy skills of Australian students may be declining because of the students' high rates of computer use. The report found that Australia, Denmark, the Netherlands and Norway have the greatest integration of IT in their schools. But the researchers suggest that this high adoption rate is not improving students' reading or maths and science skills. Samantha Donovan has our report.
The OECD study found that 94% of Australian students are using computers at school, a rate second only to Norway. And Australia topped the table when it came to the number of computers to students, virtually one for one. But the OECD has concluded the high investment in IT for schools internationally doesn't appear to be improving literacy and numeracy. Its report says,
ensuring that every child reaches a baseline level of proficiency in reading and mathematics will do more to create equal opportunities in a digital world than solely expanding or subsidising access to high-tech devices and services.
Trevor Cobbold is the national convener of Save Our Schools, which promotes equity in Australian education.
Well, the report seems to suggest that Australia may have overinvested in computers and IT in schools in both financial terms and their use in the classroom. The report shows that Australia has the highest daily usage of the internet at school in all the OECD countries. Our students spend on average an hour a day on the internet at school, yet the results from international tests show that this is not really impacting on student results. Australia's results in reading, mathematics and science have been declining now for over a decade, and the achievement gaps between advantaged and disadvantaged students have increased or remained unchanged for over a decade.
The Rudd and Gillard governments rolled out their Digital Education Revolution program with the aim of ensuring every student in years 9 to 12 had a computer. Trevor Cobbold says the OECD report suggests this may have been misguided.
I think one of the things that have happened is that people, both within education circles and outside, saw technology as a substitute for good teaching, when in fact there is no substitute for good teaching. Good teaching can use old technology, whether it's pens and paper and books, or new technology. But we should be looking to good teaching as the answer to, you know, what is a very large gap between rich and poor in Australia, rather than new technology to solve that problem. And in fact, that's one of the most disappointing findings of the report, is that the socioeconomic divide between rich and poor students in reading and maths is actually not being narrowed in Australia by the extensive use of new technology.
But there was some good news for Australian students. By analysing international test results for 15-year-olds, the OECD found Australians perform significantly above the average in digital reading, and in particular have strong web browsing skills, are better able to plan and execute a search, evaluate the usefulness of information and assess the credibility of sources online. Professor Joanna Wynn from the University of Melbourne's Education Department says that result is encouraging.
It's a huge benefit really, because there's so much out there now available in terms of information and knowledge and opportunities to communicate. So it's not just one way. It's a very digital world and will only become much more so. And so it's essential because it's preparing students for the world that they're living in now and the world they will live in.
One of the main findings of the OECD report is that schools need to do a better job of integrating IT into lessons. Professor Joanna Wynn agrees.
There's more attention needed to how information technologies are being used in schools in general. And the point they make, I think, is a good one, is that great technology cannot replace poor teaching. So if schools aren't using pedagogies that enable them to use that digital space really effectively, then students won't be benefiting from the opportunities of the online space. And that the report also makes the really good point that online tools can also be used by teachers to help them to collaborate, to turn what used to be really rather an individual problem for the individual classroom teacher to get support and help in how to improve students' literacy and numeracy.
That's Professor Joanna Wynn from the University of Melbourne, ending that report from Samantha Donovan.